This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Rachel Zimmerman Show on KMOX. I want to get straight into my interview this week. It's a great one. It's with Tony Scott. You know him from 96.3 R&B. He is a really amazing person on top of being a super, super talented radio personality. So let's get into it.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Sounding amazing because it's Tony Scott. Tony, thank you so much for coming on the Rachel Zimmerman Show. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate you having me.
And I appreciate whenever I announced, or, you know, here at the station, we announced that we were launching the show back in like September. We had an all work happy hour and you came up to me and congratulated me. And that really meant the world to me, coming from a legend like yourself.
Well,
like,
I appreciate
it was
you saying that,
really
but,
cool.
But I, you know what? I'm for anybody who's takes the step that you took to do this show solo and stuff like that. That's an amazing thing, especially, I mean, to do, like, I come from music radio. So to come from music radio is one thing because you have 10, 12 songs an hour, but it's you for the whole hour minus commercials. that's a big footstep to take, and you did it.
Well, that's why I rely on people like yourself to come in and help me fill some time.
anytime.
So, Tony, tell me about yourself. Whenever you were a kid, what was your childhood like?
I had a great childhood. We were not rich, but we were not poor. Grew up with two sisters and my mom and dad, and it was in Galveston, Texas. And we just moved my mom to Sacramento with my sister. So the house that I grew up in, she lived in for 61 years. She just moved out of it, and we just sold it. And but it was a great childhood. My father had this philosophy that. And he told me this after my first daughter was born. He says, stay a child as long as you can, because you'll be an adult way longer than you'll be a child. And he used to say, being an adult is not fun. So there was that, you know. But I played baseball. Baseball's always been a love for me. And I grew up on a beach.
Wow. Very
so
cool.
So that was kind of cool. And it's interesting, though, because I was like, I don't know, maybe 10 years old before I realized that not everybody had the same setup at home that I had, right? I went over to a friend of mine's house, and his father didn't live with him. His parents were not together. And I thought everybody's parents were together. I mean, I'm naive. I didn't know, you know, and to find that out was kind of eye-opening that not everybody lives like I do.
Yeah.
And it took me took me decades to realize that, you know, I should have more empathy and actually appreciate more of what I got and what I had when I grew up and what I have now. So with my family.
Yeah. So I want to get back to that. But when did you realize you wanted to be behind a microphone?
I was a kid. I remember going down Broadway in Galveston, and there was a radio station. It was KILE 1400. And they play a song. And I thought the band the group playing on the radio was actually at the studio. Oh. So I would tell my mom, take me by there, right? And she says it doesn't work that way. So, and then we were at some place one time, and they were doing a live remote with this with the DJ, you know, live remotes from somewhere, and I was just intrigued with theater of the mind and painting pictures with words and that kind of thing. And then I realized this particular DJ that I saw, he was in a wheelchair. And I realized how that struck me was, then anybody can do this, right? And here I'm like 11 years old. And so I was always intrigued by that, painting pictures with words and storytelling and all that kind of stuff like that. But I was wickedly shy. I was shy. I mean, anyone but see my feet. I was that shy, right? Mm. I was just, you know, and I was working at Sears in the automotive department. And I was making $170 a week. And I was like, there's got to be more to life than this, right? And when I was in high school, I had a high school counselor tell me, he says, there are people in this world who control a lot of the world who expect you to fail just because of how you look, right? What are you going to do about that? He goes, you have to find your passion. You have to chase it. And since I love storytelling and I was really intrigued with radio, I went to Columbia School of Broadcasting in Houston. So I'd drive from Galveston to Houston once a week. And it was an 18-month course that I finished in 9. And I got my first radio job like 1982 in Wharton, Texas, on a little country AM daytime radio station. It was called Your Place in the Country, 1500 KANI, right? And then from there, I went to Houston. And then from there, I went to San Francisco. And from San Francisco, I went to Detroit. From Detroit, I went to St. Louis. And then I went to Dallas, and I came back to St. Louis. And everywhere, before I came to St. Louis the first time, everywhere I ever worked, I was there 2 years and I'd move on.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured a couple years in St. Louis couldn't be a bad thing, but I ended up being here like 26 years.
Yeah.
And then I'm back.
So, yeah, would you consider St. Louis home at this point?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love St. Louis. I love the people. The people are very warm and genuine. And I try for many years, most of my life, and I only found out like maybe 20 years ago that I have clinical depression. Right. And so for many years, I was one of these people that walked around very hostile and always angry.
Yeah.
Right. And then my program director at Magic, Chuck Atkins, he told me, he's the one who brought me to St. Louis. He pulled me in his office one time and he closed the door. He goes, I'm going to talk to you, not as your boss, but as your friend. He said, there's something wrong with you. I was like, what are you doing? Something wrong with me? Is something wrong with you? He goes, no. He goes, it's not about that. He goes, you have a lot of talent. You have a lot of ability, but you can't get out of your own way because you keep starting these altercations. Because salespeople don't want to work with you because you keep demanding your money he goes, and it don't work that way. He says, you need to talk to somebody, right? So he gave me, we had an EAP program, employee assistance program. He gave me the number. I kept it in my wallet for about, a month. And then meantime, it just seemed like everything seemed to spiral out of control. So I called the number and I went and saw a therapist. And you go to this therapist like 3 times. And if he feels like you have symptoms of depression, then he'll refer you to a psychiatrist because the psychiatrist can prescribe meds, right? So that was, so I went the first time. And so when the session was over, I was like, so what do you think? He goes, oh, yeah, you're moving on. He goes, I knew that like 15 minutes in. So I went to the psychiatrist who didn't take health insurance. So it was like $90 a pop for 30 minutes. Right. And he prescribed me some medication and the pill bottle stayed in my pocket for about, 6 weeks. And things just kept getting worse and worse. So I started taking the medication. And he said, told me, when you take the medication, it's going to take 21 days for it to get into your system. And so 3 long weeks later, I felt like a cloud had lifted off of me. And the change of life, the weight of life came off of me. And I was able to see things clearer. And I was able to understand things better. And I remember the guy, my program director, we had a meeting about 2 months after that. And he says, we're thinking about having you take a DNA test because you're not the same person. He goes, and I mean that in a good way. So him and I are great friends to this day. And It was a journey, and it still is a journey, because I had to learn, because at least for me, when I get sad, my lows are lower than I think for people who don't have depression.
Right.
You know, and so it takes me a little while longer to recoup. And I know I'm very sensitive now, because I'll like see a news story of something that happened to a child and I tear up, you know. And my father growing up, you know, back then, now there are, you say there's no book on parenting. Yes, there are.
Yeah.
But back then there were not.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so he did the best he could. And one of his things was, boys don't cry. You don't show emotion. You don't let anybody see you weak. I lived most of my life like that. And when he died at 2010, I've never cried.
Wow.
Because that's what I was taught. So I don't cry. But I know, like, for my mom, who she married him when she was 15, because that's what they did back then. And when he died, she was 70. And so that was the only man in her life ever besides her dad. And so it helps her to talk about him, because there were never really any bad memories, you know. And so and then helping her talk about him actually helped me. And I was named after him. So when we go to the cemetery to visit him, and to see my name, yeah, on the gravestone, on the headstone, only, you know, I'm Junior, is like, when I first saw that, it was like, whoa, that's me. And then I had to realize that's not me, because I got sad, you know, but it wasn't me. It's him.
So, Tony, you talked about it took you 3 weeks to even take the medication or several. Do you think that was part of that reluctance, was the way you were raised?
Yeah. You know, when I was a kid, I was always, and I still do, but I always shook like really bad. And so the doctors gave me some medication and I was taking these pills and my mom would give me one every day. And then my dad says, you don't need no medicine, man. You need to grow up. Right. And he didn't say it in a mean way. Like, my father never told me that he loved me, but I knew that he did.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I always knew that he did. But that's just something that he didn't do. Mm-hmm. Right. But I realized that I wasn't going to be like him, and I didn't want to be like him. And that was no shade towards him. I wanted to be a better version of him. Right. So the night before my father, his last week of his life, he was in the hospital the whole weekend. I was there, and then I was going back on Saturday. So Friday night, I told him, I said, you know, I love you. And he says, yeah. I said, you know, you're my hero. He goes, yeah. I said, okay. I said, I'll see you. And I left, and he died the next day. Well, I was on a plane coming back to St. Louis, and when my wife and my girls picked me up at the airport, they were crying. And I was like, what's going on? And my wife hugged me, and all I could hear her say was, Dad died. But her father at the time had cancer. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know which father died, you know, your father or my father. I said, well, which one? And she was like, yours. I said, okay. But I had already made peace the night before.
Mm-hmm.
By telling him that I loved him, and by saying peace, I just made peace. I mean that I made peace with him leaving us, because we never had a problem in our relationship. It was always great. And then when he passed away, it became my goal to be the best son, brother, father, husband, uncle, friend, coworker that I could possibly be, and I worked towards that every day. And part of that, for me being in this business for almost 42 years, is to give back and encourage people. And when, you know, someone like you who takes on an endeavor of doing their own show, you know, make no mistake about it that you know, there's a difference between getting your own show on some AM station that, you know, doesn't even, you know, bill a lot of money, and getting your own show on a historic station like KMOX. That's a huge deal.
Mm.
And it should be celebrated. So this is why I told you how happy I was for you, because that's a big deal.
And no one
can ever take that from you.
Yeah.
Right. And you work with some amazing people. I've been on Glover show, and you work with an amazing team, and it's, the chemistry is ridiculous. And it was, I remember the first time I was on, it was like, I was so excited, and you know, I was like a kid in a candy store. Cause I'm a radio nerd, and that was a huge deal for me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
I'm talking with Tony Scott from 96.3 R&B. So I really appreciate how open and how vulnerable you are about your depression and about your story. Did that take a journey to get you to open up, or did you just kind of immediately start sharing?
When those 21 days passed and that cloud lifted off of me, and I realized that these medications, to me, in my eyes, saved my life, because I always had thoughts of suicide. And it wasn't until maybe like 5-10 years ago that those thoughts pretty much stopped. But I realized that, you know, God put this on me so that I could help others. So I've always been very open about it on my radio show. And I've had people stop me in the streets of St. Louis, and, you know, I've had men in tears, and, you know, I had a coworker who called me, and she was going through something, and I told her, I said, you should talk to someone. I said, I got somebody. And she said, I don't have the money for that. I said, don't worry about that. So I called my therapist I was seeing at the time, and I told him about her, and I said, told him her name, and says he's going to, you know, she's going to call you and stuff. I says, now when she comes in to see you, don't charge her, charge me.
Wow.
And he called me back the next day. He goes, you know, that really stuck with me all day. He goes, I'm not going to charge you or her. I just want to help her. And so that's been my mission. When I worked at Magic, and I was, you know, once I got better from depression with this medication, and I talked about it on the air, I literally would have coworkers asking me about a path to that, mm-hmm. to where I am. And for me, it started with the EAP program. So I would tell them about the EAP program, and they didn't want people in their business. And I'm like, but this is going to change your life. No, I don't want people. I said, okay. I said, what if I got the number for you? So I would go back to HR, and I would ask for the EAP number. And I should have, you know, that's back then before cell phones and all that. So I was like, I should have written it down because I could have, but I kept having to go back and ask. I had like five people over the course of some months ask me if I could get them the number to the EAP program. Because one, the first one told someone else, Tony got me this number, and it's really helping me a lot. And then they come to me and stuff. And then I've had like some of my male coworkers that worked in promotions and marketing and stuff would come to me in the studio and say, you got a second? I'm like, sure, what's up? And they would say, they would tell me that they're struggling. And I would tell them, you know, there's help for you, but you got to be flexible. You got to be able to talk to someone, you know. And because one of the things about St. Louis that is not good is the racial polarity. There's, you know, it's there. It's just there, right? Mm-hmm. And this guy told me, he goes, I don't want to tell no white man my problems. I'm like, so you want to tell somebody who may know you? You're talking about, you're going to talk to a white man who you've never seen before, who doesn't know anything from you. I said, that's probably the best thing. He may not know about your experience as a black man, but this town is so small, you're never going to see him anywhere. So I said, you want to get well, or you want to stand with your chest out like you're doing something? Because I'm not talking to no white man. I said, that's the most ridiculous thing ever, right? And he looked at me, and he still had tears in his eyes. I said, what are you going to do? I said, you want help or not, right? And he took the help, and it changed his life. And it's like, okay, well, you know, and people would tell me, the people that I've helped, they say, you know, I could never thank you. I says, you thank me by helping someone else.
Tony, it's really incredible to hear you talk like this, because I'm hearing this empathy that you have, but it's kind of combined with that tough love that you learned from your father. And it's a really,
it's
a really amazing combination. Wow. It seems like it's like mobilizing people.
Yeah, in a way, yeah. And I still have like rough edges, a lot of rough edges. And my wife has been amazing because she's never, my wife is very spiritual, and but she's never pushed that on me. And she's been very patient with me. And she's always had my back on things. Because, you know, one of the side effects, if I can be even more candid, of taking, depending on which medications you take, is you lose your libido, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I told my wife, you know, and she says, that doesn't even matter. She goes, you got to get well. And that meant a lot.
Yeah.
You know, and I never forgot that. And, you know, and it's so funny because when we lived here for 26 years, it was always about me building this radio career in St. Louis, getting out, meeting people, meeting clients, do endorsements, make as much money as you can so that I could provide for them, right? And I went to Dallas and came back to St. Louis. And when we came back, we were at that Friday's. They used to be over there on Olive where they're building that Chick-fil-A, right? Mm-hmm. And it was a Saturday. We got back. It was Saturday night. And we had just... might have been in St. Louis like maybe an hour and a half, and we're at this Friday's, and I told her, I says, you know, I want to do something different this time in St. Louis. And she looked at me, I said, it was about me and building my career, but now I want it to be about you, right? Because you did so much for me, and I want it to be about you and your real estate career and whatever, you know, I can do. I'm saying I'm making way less money, right? But whatever I can do, I want to do so you can build your career. I mean, I said, and I'm talking about big things, little things. You want to get your nails done every week? Fine. Because you go show clients, you can't have jacked up nails.
Right.
I mean, you don't think about stuff like that, mm-hmm. but it's important, right? Everything matters. Presentation is everything.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been my goal to do that. And she has a favorite store that used to be here in St. Louis, a women's clothing store, but they closed. And there's one in Kansas City. And so for our anniversary last year, we went to Kansas City for a couple days with the goal that we're going to see a Kansas City Royal game. I don't know why, because they sucked. but we went to Versona. And she had all these clothes and everything that she had. She goes, how much can I spend? I said, well, how much is all that? And she... The lady rang it up. She was like, I don't know, $400 or $500 or something. I said, that's fine. Is that all you want? And she looked at me and she's like, are you serious? I'm like, you want this or not, man? I mean, and that's where the rough edges come out.
Yeah.
You want this or not, man? Because, I mean, we're here for you and you want to do this or not. And so She just like, yeah, okay. So I said, bag it up, lady, and let's get this done because I'm hungry. So
I'm talking with Tony Scott from 96.3 R&B on The Rachel Zimmerman Show.
So I started doing voiceover work.
Yeah.
On the side. And so I always keep money in a separate account that's always available when we need it. But, and she always says, well, how much money do you have? I said, you don't need to know that. What do you need?
It's a need to know basis.
Well, yeah, you can have it, but then, well, how much of it do you need? Right. So it's always kind of like a fun thing with us, but you know, and you know, I'm a lousy husband because if I don't cook and on the night she don't feel like cooking, I say, well, where you want to go?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not cooking and you don't want to cook. And I'm not saying you have to cook. We're going to go somewhere and eat. What do you want?
That doesn't sound like a lousy husband to me. That sounds like a pretty sweet deal. So let's talk about your voiceover business, because okay. You've been extremely successful at this. I know you do voiceovers for a YouTube channel.
I do. It's called Nutty History, and I've been narrating their videos for about almost 4 years now.
Wow.
Which is an interesting thing, because their videos, somewhere between 10, 15 minutes most of the time, and they're... I voice them here in St. Louis, and the guy who actually writes the scripts that I read is in India. And the guy who actually puts the whole video together with effects, I mean, what you see on YouTube, the guy who does that, he's in Croatia.
Wow.
And the project manager is in L.A., and the guy that owns it is in Idaho. And so we have like this kind of international thing going here. So we never have meetings because we're such in different time zones, but we do a lot of stuff on Slack. Hey, can you recut this line? Or, you know, can you do something? Can you record this tonight? Because I really need it back tonight and stuff like that. So we do that. And they've taken very good care of me. And they're my biggest client. So I try to accommodate them whenever I can. But sometimes, you know, there's things that, you know, got to do and something else going on. Or I have a vacation and stuff. So that plays into it. But they're very patient with me and they've been very good. They've sent me equipment. They paid for it. My laptop went out about 5 months ago, and it was like a Monday. And so I called the guy, the project manager. I said, hey, man, my laptop's out. I said, I can get another one on Friday. And he goes, okay. And so he calls me back like in about 4 hours. He calls me back and he says, hey, man, we can't wait. He goes, go find a laptop and tell us how much it is, and we're going to send you the money.
Very nice.
Who does that?
Right.
Like, who does that, right?
Well, if you need Tony Scott to cut your scripts.
Well, I wouldn't even go that far, but who does that, right? And so I said, are you sure? He goes, yeah, the money's there. So I was like, okay. And so I found a laptop, and he says, well, how much is it? And I said, it's about $680 or something. And he says, $700? I'm like, yeah. He says, that include tax? I'm like, yeah. It didn't include tax, but, you know, you're going to pay $680 for a laptop and give it to me. Mm-hmm. I'll pay the tax.
right.
So they Venmo'd the money to me, and we went to the store and bought the laptop and plugged it in and updated it. And then I was back in business like 3 hours later, and the script was waiting on me, and I went to work. So, you know.
So how do you, when you get a script, how do you approach it? Do you approach it like an actor almost? Like, let me get into
Yeah, there's a lot of acting in it. Sometimes you want to say things a certain way, and, you know, you want to, like, I get the script, and because the history stuff tends to be a lot of stuff that happened, like, in Europe, in the Roman Empire, or in India, things like that. So I have to go do pronunciations and do the best I can with that. So that takes a while. And then once I do that, then I read the script like twice. I read it once to myself, and then I read it out loud. And then I record it. And for a 10, 12-minute script, it takes me like 20 minutes. And so I end up editing like 8 minutes out. Mistakes. And things that, you know, tripping over words, stuff like that. So, and then once I do that and edit it, then each section has a title. And so I read the title, and they wanted me reading the title to be a little different. So I go, you know, the Ottoman Empire, you know, mm-hmm. stuff like that. And they like that. So I do that. And then there's a video component where I read a few sentences, and then they cut back to the video, then they come back to me and stuff, so I have to do that part. So I have a walk-in closet that was my vocal booth, but I didn't start out doing the video part, but when we do the video part, I put a green screen in there that I had, and they sent me lights, and I record in there the video part and do it in there. And then when we started, you know, when you do voiceover work, your mic tends to be like right where your mic is round, like right in front of your mouth and 6 inches away or so. But in a video shot, the mic has to be out of the shot. And so it would sound different. And he was like, well, how can we match that up? I said, we can use a shotgun mic. That might be better. And he said, well, how much are those? I said, depends on your budget. He goes, well, I want the best. I said, well, best is about $1,000. Mm-hmm. He's like, well, okay, I don't want the best. So we did some research and stuff, and I found one for like $250. And he sent me, we're texting each other, and I sent him the link, and he says, are you sure this will be the one? I said, yeah. He says, you'll have it in 3 days. And 3 days later, he bought me a brand new mic, and I've been using that mic ever since. And, but it's been, and I've learned a lot about history.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, but it's been a work in progress for me because I'm always trying to get better. And so I'll take a class on narration, you know, and I'll watch like Dateline. Keith Morrison is amazing.
He is.
You know, he's amazing. And I take notes about how he emphasizes certain words and stuff like that. So I'm not watching for the plot. My wife is watching the plot. I'm listening for him, right? So even when we take trips, we listen to Dateline, and we always skip the ones, and the other ones are great too, but we always go to the Keith Morrison ones because he's just a great storyteller, you know? So, and I didn't even know he was Matthew Perry's stepdad.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're learning something new on The Rachel Zimmerman Show. Guys, you're listening to The Rachel Zimmerman Show, and I'm talking to Tony Scott from 96.3 R&B. So you just mentioned you're always trying to get better, and that is definitely a vibe that I pick up from you. You are taking these narration classes. You have your voiceover business. You're on 96.3 R&B, and you're a mental health advocate. How do you balance all of that? Because that sounds like a lot.
It is a lot, but I spend a lot of time doing nothing. And it drives my wife crazy, but I'm fine doing nothing.
Do you mean you procrastinate?
I do because you know, the mental health thing is still there.
Right.
And so there are times where I'm paralyzed by what's going on in my life at that particular moment. And sometimes it's financial, sometimes it's my own emotional thing. Sometimes it's stuff that goes on here at the radio station, and because I take everything very personal, and I become emotionally paralyzed where I really can't do anything, so I just have to stop, watch TV, maybe take a nap. But I'm happy doing nothing. Like, you know, like last weekend, I got home. I get off the air at 7. I got home about 7:20, and didn't go outside until Monday.
Mm. Sometimes you need stuff like
that.
And
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Right? And my wife does say, so you need to get some sunlight that's going to help you heal. So you need to, like, at least stand outside on the back deck or something for a while. And, you know, so I'll do that sometimes. But, you know, it's I'm a work in progress. I'm not perfect. I'm extremely flawed. And I realize that. But I try and help where I can, and I try to do the best I can. And it is, and coming from, like, before I went on medication for depression, it was so hard to be nasty to people. It is so much easier to be nice to people. You know, it's so much easier to show grace, right? And I've learned that in my years of living, especially like the last 20 years, that, you know, being mean and angry and hostile and just with a chip on your shoulder, that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
That's exhausting, right? And being nice to people is not exhausting, because I think that's what you know, God wants us to love each other. So I go with that, and it helps a lot, you know. And I try and be extremely patient. Two of my daughters live in Los Angeles. They don't live together because grown women can't live together. One is a professional dancer. One is an art director, and they live 20 minutes away from each other, and I'm always upset because it's like, I don't understand how you guys live 20 minutes and y'all don't see each other except for once a month. I said, what is that? Well, we're busy. So you're never too busy for your family, right? And you know, I raise all kinds of noise about that. And so when they are together, I'm so happy that I actually will buy them dinner, and I'll cash app them like $100 to go have a meal. And you know, and they probably go to some places and it'll cost them like $25 between the two, and they probably split the difference and all that. But I don't care. Y'all are together. And that makes me happy when they're together, I'm happy, right? And what I, you know, I know is like when they come home for the holidays, when they, the day that they leave, I'm very sad. But I know they have to leave, right? Yeah. They have to live their life. But I am very sad. And, you know, like I said, when I'm sad, it tends to be sadder than, you know, so it's like a whole thing. But I get through it. And you know, I'm happy where they are in their life. They're happy, I'm happy. And if I can help them anyway, I believe that I got it from my dad, that my obligation to them is to take care of them until they can take care of themselves. Right. So if they need something, even now, maybe, you know, you overspent and out of your budget and now you need help, call me. Mm-hmm. If I got it, you got it. Right. So, and I don't judge. I don't ask for it back because I think when you give your family, I think you really, when you give anybody money, you don't expect to get it back. Right. That's just one of those things. Right. But me, I'm different because, you know, when I was unemployed and stuff and my best friend, I was in a real jam, right? And he called me and he said, we were talking and said, he goes, what's wrong? I said, nothing. Well, what's going on? He goes, what's wrong? I said, nothing. He goes, come on, man, what's wrong? I said, there's nothing wrong. What are you talking about? He goes, how much? I'm like, what? What are you talking? He goes, how much do you need? I'm like, I said, about 800. And he's like, hold on a second. And he says, I just cash apped you like $900. I said, dude, I don't even know when I can pay you back. He goes, I don't want the money back. Mm. He goes, do you understand what you did for me when I lived in St. Louis? He said, you fed me like sometimes 4 or 5 times a week. You would buy me lunch and dinner and stuff like that. He goes, this is my way you helped me. So let me help you. He goes, we're best friends. He goes, I don't want the money back, you know, but in my mind, even at this moment, one day I'm going to pay him back, right?
It's interesting. It's like you extend so much empathy and so much generosity to other people, but it's like,
yeah,
you're like, but I've got to pay him back.
Because I don't think, and this is where I am in my spiritual journey, is like God forgives us every day. So every day is a new day. And when I pray every day, I ask for his forgiveness and his grace and mercy. But I also realize that a lot of stuff that I did when I was a kid, my dad used to always say there's a price to pay for everything. Maybe not at that moment, but at some point you're going to have to pay the price, you know, good or bad. And so I think that on some level, you know, because I always wonder, am I ever going to be a homeowner again? Am I ever going to be able to live comfortably again? Like really comfortably like I used to.
Mm-hmm.
And in my mind, I say probably not, because it's time to pay for what you did, right? And my wife keeps telling me it doesn't work that way,
mm-hmm.
you know. But my father said there's a price to pay for everything, you know. And it's one of those things where it torments me because, you know, I pray and you know for my children and my family and everything, and then I pray for me and you know. I don't want to be like filthy rich. I just want to be comfortable again, you know, because as I near retirement age, you know, when I retire, I want to retire and I'll keep doing voice work because I love doing that. But I just think that that's probably not going to happen because I have to pay this price for my sins. And my wife keeps saying, yeah, don't work that way. And she goes, you're being too hard on yourself. She says, and I said, yeah, but I don't have any way out of that. She goes, you have to just believe that you've been forgiven. I'm like, I don't know, man. I said, because, you know. And she said, you know, I've been with my wife. She was 21. She's 59 in 3 weeks. She'll kill me for telling her age. But I've never told her, and I won't tell her, because she'll say, well, what is it that you did? I'm like, nah. That no one gets access to that. That's just something I got to live with. So, and she's like, but it's over and it's been over. I said, yeah, but I'm not putting that in the universe. So I keep it to myself, but you know, so I try and focus on the great things about life and the great things about what I do. I remind myself, Tony, you're on the radio talking to people every day. and you're successful at it. You've been a professional in this industry for 42 years. People can't take that away from you. Do I still get nervous walking from the parking lot into the radio station? Absolutely. That's what drives me. Do I strive for the perfect show every day? Yes. Do I have a perfect show every day? I've never had a perfect show, but you keep striving for it, right? And that's what I do. And it's not easy and it's challenging, but I love challenges. And I'm appreciative of my career because I've been without it.
Tony, we're out of time, but I really appreciate this interview. I am inspired by you, and I can't thank you enough for coming on my show.
Well, I feel it was my pleasure to be here. When you asked me, I was like honored, and I know I probably talked more than I should have.
No, not at all.
But, you know, if you have me back, I'll be quieter than you can talk.
I would love to have you back.
I'll interview you.
All right. Thanks, Tony. All right. Guys, thank you so much for listening this week. Be sure to catch Tony on 96.3 R&B and check out his YouTube channel, Nutty History. Another big thanks to Tony for coming on today. I really, really appreciated his vulnerability and how candid he was. I think we need more conversations like this. But thanks for listening, guys. I hope you have an amazing weekend. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.